Boundaries can be faithful. Some Christians hear the word boundary and think it sounds selfish, cold, or unbiblical. But a healthy boundary is not a rejection of love. It is a way to protect love from becoming confusion, resentment, control, or exhaustion. In marriage, boundaries help a husband and wife guard the covenant household. A boundary may sound like, "We will not discuss our private conflict with extended family before we have talked to each other. We will not allow either family to pressure us into financial decisions. We will decide our holiday schedule together. We are happy to receive advice, but we will make the final parenting decision as parents. We need visits to be planned instead of assumed." These statements do not dishonor parents. They clarify order. Honoring parents means speaking respectfully, showing gratitude, caring wisely, and refusing contempt. But honor does not require surrendering the marriage to outside control. Jesus spoke about the seriousness of reordered loyalty. In Matthew 19, he repeats the Genesis vision of marriage. "For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." That one flesh union must be protected. Many couples struggle because one spouse does not want to disappoint their parents. The other spouse begins to feel second place. A wife may think, "He listens to his mother before he listens to me." A husband may think, "Her family gets to decide our calendar." One spouse may say, "That is just how my family is." But marriage growth requires more than explaining old family patterns. It requires forming a new covenant pattern. A couple can ask, "What expectations did we inherit from our families? Which expectations bless our marriage? Which expectations pressure or divide us? Where do we need to speak with respect but firmness?" A boundary should be clear, calm, and consistent. Clear means people know what is being asked. Calm means the couple does not need to explode to be taken seriously. Consistent means the boundary is not changed every time someone becomes disappointed. A couple may say, "We love Sunday dinner, but we cannot come every week. We want the children to know their grandparents, but we will not allow disrespect toward either parent. We appreciate your concern, but we are not discussing that private matter." Boundaries without dishonor protect both marriage and extended family relationships. They keep love from turning into resentment. They allow parents, adult children, in-laws, and grandchildren to relate with clear expectations and greater peace.